All right, welcome back to the KyleCast. This is episode, I believe, 11, isn't it? Yeah, it's 11.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you know, we've done so many, it's quite easy to lose track of them all. The good news is, today, we are finally on track. We're on schedule. We just watched the episode. It's Monday. We're not too late. We're not 2 weeks behind this time.
So. No, not this time.
No, so we just watched it. Jeff and I are both not in the same room this time. We're both over Skype. So if you hear a little bit of technology like interference, well, there you go. That's how it works today.
Apt way to put it.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, you know, that's the easiest way to say it. So, what did you think of this episode? Episode 32, I believe.
It's got me excited for the next episode, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I really liked this episode, and the next episode is gonna be amazing. I think.
Oh yeah, because I mean. The real Dragon Ball Super's finally started.
Yep. Yeah, finally. I mean, what, it only took 32 episodes? Like, wow. Hey, get down. My cat's after a bag of marshmallows.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know. So, it was great. So, I wanted to start off with the animation on this episode wasn't really the greatest, though.
Nope.
I mean, you know, like, you're going into one of the biggest episodes, you know, to hype up people, and the animation was just really, really subpar.
Well, hopefully it'll be better for the next one when there's actual fighting.
Yeah, well, I think we've realized that they're doing like two or three different studios, and they're just going back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of one thing. So yeah, the episode starts with Popo and Dende playing tennis.
That was hilarious.
It was amazing.
Completely shocked too.
I know, I was just like, this is amazing. And then you just see Goku and Vegeta start training in the hyperbolic time chamber. Like, it's just funny because of like, they had to transition it somehow. And I was like, why would you have Popo and Dende playing friggin' tennis? It's the stupidest thing.
We don't even know who won.
Oh man, Popo won.
No, Dende kicked his ass.
No man, it's Popo. What are you saying? All hail Popo. So, yeah, and then there was some, yeah, like I was saying, there was training in the hyperbolic time chamber. Vegeta and Goku were talking about stuff, and he was just like, yeah, apparently Saiyans can stay physically fit until the age of 80.
No, they stay young until they're 80.
Oh, he said physically, like, good until 80.
I assumed he just meant, like, they didn't age. They stayed, like, 25 for 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah, I mean, which they still kind of look, right? They still look like they're like 30 or 35 or something.
Well, not when they came out.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, so that picture's been going around the internet a little bit today, huh?
Yeah, I saw it before I even saw the episode.
I thought it was Photoshopped.
It doesn't look that great. Like, the picture, it does look a bit Photoshopped.
I thought it was because of Hot Ryu.
Oh, yeah, because Ryu has, like, a beard now, too?
Yeah, the DLC from, like, GameStop or something has Ryu have, like, has, like, a beard and, like, he has, like white clothes. I don't know. He just has a beard and he's, like, supposed to be Hot Ryu. Just Google Hot Ryu.
It's stupid. Also, fucking store-exclusive DLC is dumb, but I'm not going to get into that.
Give me a break. I know. I hate it. Yeah, so Street Fighter V came out over the weekend. We're going to take a little aside here.
Street Fighter V was released on Early Access.
That's what happened. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't remember if it was you or Sean, and you were talking to me about that. So I'm like, it's early access that you got to pay full price for. Okay.
Yeah, so essentially it's $60, and they're like, well, we're never going to charge you any more anything else for DLC. Like, this is it. And it's like, well, there's so many problems, and people are saying it's terrible. Like,
yeah, can you finish your game before you release it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what a lot of people were saying, is like, in today's day and age, you're just basically, like, releasing betas, and then you're patching them, like, a week later, and then you're adding, like, DLC down the road, and it's like, man, whatever happened to just playing, like, you know, PlayStation 2, where you just take a disc and put it in, or, like, N64, you know?
Yeah, but it doesn't really have much to do with Dragon Ball right now.
Doesn't matter, we're talking about shit, so... Dragon Ball Z, it's Hot Ryu, dude. It's the same thing. You never know. Goku could be a character added in. Just, you know, like Arbiter was added into Killer Instinct.
Oh, man. That reminds me. I gotta try that.
Yeah.
Is that out yet, is it?
Season 3. Yeah, not yet. It comes out in March. So,
Rash in the same game?
I know. It's gonna be great. And then there's like three good characters in it. There's gonna be Gargos. There's gonna be The girl, Kim Woo, and there's gonna be another character. What's his name?
Yeah, but those were already characters in the game.
Oh
And they're
man.
not like special cameo characters either.
Oh man, I still gotta get Shadow Jago.
He's pretty good.
Oh man, I know he's pretty good. When we fought, I was like, holy
Well, he's
shit.
essentially Akuma.
Yeah, Jago's like I find pretty good to begin with, so like
I'm only good with Jago because of the tutorial.
because they force you to be good with him.
Yeah.
Man, we need to play more Killer Instinct.
Yeah,
Bring
we do.
your controllers over tomorrow. We'll play Killer Instinct. Breaking the fourth wall here.
I thought you had two controllers.
Oh yeah, actually I do. What am I saying? I don't have enough batteries though, so.
Well, I don't have any batteries.
Fuck. I don't want to buy batteries.
No way.
I have a bunch of like old batteries lying around my house. I don't even know like, well, whatever.
Well, leave it to an American console to be like, "Dude, we don't need rechargeable batteries in our controller, duh." And it's like, stop it, you fucking idiots.
Well, today, dude, I was gonna add, it's funny because I was like, hey, maybe we could just play on Xbox Live, right? Xbox
Yeah.
Live is down right now.
Okay, that's. You can't give them shit for that, because I mean, the PSN is down pretty often, and Nintendo doesn't know how to do online anyway, so.
Did you
It's
hear
fine.
they're planning to re-release the Smash Bros. For Wii U on the NX?
Of course they are.
It's like
Well, no, what else are they
okay.
gonna launch the system with? They don't have a game for it. They had to pull the console out of their ass, so they're like, "Oh no, we need a game to launch."
And dude, it's
What's
like they're
it?
another 5 years before the next Smash Bros.
It's good. No, we're gonna get five more exclusive Fire Emblem characters for it.
Oh my god, man. Yeah, so Jeff got Fire Emblem Fates over the weekend.
Well, Birthright, technically.
Whatever, man. I'm not a Fire Emblem guy, but yeah. So how are you enjoying that so far? Everybody's superly overhyped for it.
It's all right. I think Awakening was better.
I mean, it looked better, to be honest.
What, Awakening?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because they put actual effort into something. Like, with the Fates, which is, the three of them, they were so into their writing, like their story and their split timeline thing, that they didn't write it properly. Like, it's still written like it was written by a 12-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
Like,
how so?
not grammatically, but I mean the way the characters interact. There's no real emotional interaction.
It's really like weeboo-y, eh?
It's not that bad.
Because like when you let me borrow Awakening,
Yeah.
like I'm not a huge Fire Emblem fan, but like when I played, I was like, okay, turn-based strategy, yeah, Advance Wars was awesome, remember? But I don't know, playing Awakening, I was just like, no, I can't get behind the dialogue. This is really boring.
I think the dialogue was better than the GBA ones.
Probably, because it wasn't so like hugely oversaturated. Like now they know if they print a Fire Emblem game, it's like, oh, everybody's jump on it because it's super rare and it's super, weeboo and ooh, you know what I mean?
It's not that weeaboo. There's a lot worse anime games. It's just, it's like they don't know if they want to go the extra step for the writing,
Yeah.
or if they just want to keep it as this sort of almost arcadey turn-based game. It's like they don't know, or they don't want to like go too mature and actually have a shitload of dialogue where the characters at like describe themselves properly and. I don't know. And also, I hate the Eastern setting, because unlike most Fire Emblem ones, this one takes place more in a Japanese area.
Isn't that like good though? Because that's kind of like.
No, because just because of the big anime craze that happened, I guess, in the last 10 years,
Yeah.
I liked having the more, European style Western thing. Maybe they could have threw in some of the more northern stuff like Norse.
Isn't
I
like
don't mind having
Sui.
the Japanese stuff. It's just that's all it is. And the enemies are, the Western ones, and I'm like, man, they just look so much cooler, and they have better equipment, and.
Well, I saw some of the characters for it, and I'm like, to be honest, the characters look kind of cool. Like they do a great job on the characters,
Yeah.
but it's just, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like. There's a lot of text, and the text is always like, "Oh no," like it's just really cringy
There's
sometimes.
not really that much text. Like, there should be more. The characters should be written better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a little rant on Fire
Yeah,
Emblem.
there is. We didn't even get past like the first 10 minutes of the episode.
No, we're going back. We're going back. It's fine. Our last episode was only, dude. We've only been doing like 12-minute episodes. We gotta get people interested in these things here. So yeah, so my favorite part of the entire episode was actually when they both came out and they both had the beers. That was great. But when Krillin's running with his pants and he's holding them up and he's like, Did you go poo?
He's like, don't say it like that, Goku. Like,
I was just like, that's amazing. That was so good.
And then Boo farts and everyone's like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, so anyways, Whis is just like, oh, get in my, like, you know, cube. And then someone's like, oh, it's like a spaceship. And he's like, no, it's a cube. I was like, oh, okay.
That's the exact correction I was hoping he was going to do when that was said.
So overall, the episode was kind of like really, I don't know, just really basic. They had some, like, dude, Galactic King Frog show up for, like, no reason.
Yeah, because Jocko's like, oh, look, I know the king of the universe. And
Bulma's he's the king, like, of the universe?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not in, like, the god sense, in, like, the physical sense. Like, he's the king of the universe.
Right, yeah,
but,
okay.
But she doesn't... Nobody cares, because they hang out with gods.
Like, right. It's so funny, though. But, yeah, anyway, so... The standard Bulma response, you're late. She said that again. What else? Yeah, so Boo farting. Oh, yeah, the whole thing with Monaco was great, too.
Oh, nipples?
Yeah, which we called him, and I was like, wow, that's his name. That's amazing.
Yeah, because I told you that because of the manga.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I can't believe they actually called him that. That's crazy. It's so stupid. Like, that's crazy.
And then you have the other, well, that's jumping a bit ahead, but the other Saiyan.
Oh, Kabe.
I was actually surprised, like, when they showed the, I guess his name's Frost or something?
Yeah, it's Frost.
I like how he actually seemed like a cheery guy. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, like, he put his, like, his head was all, like, up, and he's like, hey, what's going on?
And he smiled genuinely at Vegeta. You're like, what the fuck?
I actually really liked Kabe, though, because, like, he comes over and he starts talking to, like, Vegeta and stuff, and he becomes, like, really, like, buddy-buddy with him. And I was like, what the hell? Like, none of these guys are even, like, really, like, threats. Like, someone was saying that Hit might be the, like, he might be, like, an inside agent or something, and he might be doing something to, like, start, like, a new war or something or whatever. Because if you actually look at the beginning of the intro, you'll see all...
Hit.
Yeah, you see Hit, and he's the one who looks kind of, like, devious, right?
Who is he?
He's the Purple Piccolo.
I hope he's, like, the Cell of their universe.
But the thing is, though, he looks too much like Cell. That's the problem. He has, like, too much of a Piccolo and a Cell look to him. Like, maybe they want to make... Maybe he's a Namekian as well, right?
I'm wondering if they have their own, like, Majin entity.
Maybe. I mean, do you think he's... What do you think he is? Do you think he's a Namekian?
Who, Hit?
Yeah.
No, he's just an alien guy.
Because, I mean, like, I don't know, like, they always focus so much on the Saiyans and stuff, and I was like, well, maybe they'll do something with, like, the Nameks. I don't know. So.
Maybe.
So, yeah. So, at the end of the episode, they choose their teams. Boo basically fails out of the challenge.
I'm actually sad that they didn't include the gag where Goku's like, I just passed. I got a 50.
Yeah, I like how Goku was, like, freaking out on, like, one of, like, the easiest questions. Like, oh,
yeah.
So great. And, yeah, so basically at the end they choose the team. Goku goes first. He's up against a character called, what is it? Fucking,
I don't remember.
Oh, man, he's such a, like, a throw. Botamo. Otamo, yeah. So he's like some giant yellow bear that looks like Winnie the Pooh, pretty much. It's
I
like
one thing, though. The arena looks really cool.
Yeah,
like,
it
all
does.
All the seats and stuff, how they just chill.
I really like how they have, like, the Beerus and the Champa, like, things, you know, like the heads. Oh,
yeah,
so cool.
Like the giant pictures.
Yeah. And I love the universe, anthem. The anthem's so great.
Oh, yeah.
The universe is vast.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, it was like, and they're all just like, that's it? It was great. So, yeah, that was a good episode. Next week, we're going to see Goku fighting against Botamo. And he goes Super Saiyan, so he doesn't go Super Saiyan God.
So, Goku's holding back, of course.
Well, yeah, no shit. I mean, I think he goes on to fight Frost after that, does he not?
Goku, I have no idea. I stopped reading the manga now that it's caught up properly to the point where, you know, everything is new.
Yeah, there's really no point to read the manga now. I mean, unless they slow it down, like, immensely, or the manga comes out more, like, weekly, which I doubt it will, or, like, bi-weekly. But yeah, I mean, like, right now, like, if you're reading the mangas, just stop, just watch the anime. It's gonna be caught up in, like, a week or two.
The only reason to read the manga is because you don't have to worry about bad animation.
Yeah, and I mean, it looks nice too, right? Obviously,
it does,
but
yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I like that. Like, I like the fact that nobody is going to know what happens. Like, it's one thing I didn't like about, you know, when we were watching Naruto a long time ago, and then there was always like, oh, but you know, wait until this happens, wait until that happens, and you're like, it's like someone else has the inside track, and you're like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah, which is why we started reading Bleach as opposed to watching it.
Yeah, because there was that big reveal about Aizen, and I was like, holy shit, that's amazing.
And then Bleach got really bleh. And then you go back and watch it, and you're like, actually, it was always kind of bleh.
Yeah, I was watching like a review on like one of the latest issues, and they were saying like, it's so weird, like nothing is going on. Like, some character dies, he gets back up, and he's like, oh, I'm strong again, or something, and it's just like, they still haven't even showed off Urahara's, like, Bankai yet. It's like, dude, it's like chapter 663.
You're not One Piece, just keep the story moving.
Oh, man, like, he really needs to end that manga. He really does. It's
start first.
It's terrible, man. Like, well, when did you stop reading it?
Oh, man, years ago now.
I stopped reading it after the Aizen fight.
Yeah, I got up to the point where Ichigo had lost his powers. There were these other guys.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
And they were just talking, and it got really stupid and boring and, like, even more convoluted, where he just leaves more and more, like, loose ends without finishing them up. And I'm like, you know what? This sounds like it's... Like, he actually doesn't know what he's doing, and I just stopped.
You know, he introduces new characters all the time. You're like, dude, how many characters do you have? Like, what are you trying to make this into? Like, The Simpsons or something? Like, like, it's just... Oh, it's terrible, too, because, like, we used to really like Bleach a lot. Like, I'd say it was probably my favorite series, like, next to Dragon Ball Z, obviously, but...
Yeah, me too, probably.
But it just got so boring. Like... All the characters are so one-dimensional.
And again, apparently Ichigo has everybody's power, and I'm like, ah, it's stupid.
Well, your brother was saying that Hitsugaya is dead?
Yeah, apparently, or something like that.
Okay, like, what? I read something, too, that Grimmjow is still in the series. I was like, yeah. So wait, all the other, like, Hollows are dead, but... What were they called again? Vastal Lords or something?
No, I'm pretty sure Ichigo was the only Vastal Lord.
What were they called? They were called, like, the Espadas.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and he was the only one left. And I was like, okay. Because, yeah, they sealed him in, like, a dimension, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he's, like, still alive or something? I don't know, man. Like, what?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's just
honestly,
a really
just
bad
who
series.
Who cares?
It's a really bad series. It really is. I heard that a One Punch Man spinoff anime is coming out, though. Did you hear about that?
One Punch Man spinoff.
Yeah, it's not One Punch Man, I don't think, but it's called Mobster 1000 or something. Mob 1000.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I think it's by the same guy, and I think it's either by the guy who made One Punch, or it's by Yusuke Murata, the guy who made
Eye Shield 11.
Yeah, who also
whatever it was.
Yeah, who also does all the stuff like the redraws of One Punch Man.
Which is actually pretty awesome, because it's like this professional, like, manga artist.
Yeah.
He's just reading this online comic, and he's like, this is amazing, I want to draw it.
Well, Yusuke Murata has a great style. I really like
his
style.
It's really good.
Like, his character there, the one with the guns there, like, I don't know what his name is. Like, the football player with the guns, he's got, like, the blonde hair and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
I love that character. And, like, dude, I hate football. I hate it. But, like... I read the manga up to, like, I don't know, chapter 12, and it was a really good manga. It's really, really, really good. So, his art style is fantastic, and I mean, I haven't read the manga for it. Have you?
What?
One Punch. Like, the good
I've
one
read,
by Yusuke Murata.
Actually, like, I read the one that Yusuke did.
Yep.
And then when I reached the end of that, I found the webcomic, and then I started reading from there.
Isn't the webcomic, like, really bad? Like, poorly drawn? Like, it's just, like, actually garbage?
Yeah, to any like, Western person who thinks all Japanese people can draw manga, no.
Well, apparently it was based on this thing called Anpan Man. And it's, like, this little, like, dude that's, like, even worsely drawn than, like, the original One Punch Man.
Oh,
yeah, look up Anpan Man, you'll see it.
Much worse than the original One Punch Man.
Well, this thing, Anpan Man, like, he's just... Let me, like, look him up, because it's really funny, actually, yeah. Japan.
Dragon Ball Super.
Dude, it literally looks like something from Doraemon. Anpan Man is a Japanese picture book series written by Takeshi Yanase, running from 1973 to 2013. Holy shit!
Wow.
40 years! And it kind of does look like a really, like, dumbed down, happy One Punch Man.
Yeah, but you haven't. Have you seen what the web comic looks like?
Yes, little bits here and there. Let's see.
It's not pretty.
Oh, if you guys hear anything in the background, that's my cat running around. He's chasing a ball. let's see here. Hey, it's better than what I can do, probably.
Is it?
Yeah, probably. Some of the backgrounds aren't that bad, though. I like the one for Virus or whatever for the One Punch Man, like, first villain you see.
Oh yeah, the purple guy.
Yeah, Purple Man. Wow, they're so bad. I love this one where he just does a back punch and it's like terrible. Like, wow.
Really more substance over style back then.
It's actually pretty good though. Like, I mean, like, it's not greatly drawn, but I mean, it's still.
It's a good storyboard.
It's cool, yeah. Like, I mean, it's. The guy knows what he's doing, at least, kind of. Who drew it?
What do you mean who drew it? The original guy. I don't know his name.
Is this called One?
Oh yeah, one.
Is this called One, eh?
It's like his screen name. I don't know his actual name.
Who was he?
He's just some guy who works and draws manga because he wants to.
And now he's like super famous, probably. He's 29 years old! Man, that makes me feel like shit.
Why?
'Cause he's like only like 3 years older than me.
So? What are you talking about? He started One Punch Man like 3 years ago.
Yeah, so he'd been my age, so I gotta make the next One Punch Man.
Yeah, so all you do is you get a really good idea, you start drawing shitty comics, and then hope somebody who's way better than you picks it up and goes, "Oh man, I like this.
Dude,
I'll
there's
draw
already like
more."
a million of those types of people on fucking Imgur. Like,
Yeah,
seriously.
but they're not real artists. They're not like,
No, they are. They're all like.
9 to 5 going in getting paid for that.
That's true. But the thing is, there's still like. There's this one thing I was looking at Imgur, and it was like. Random something like randomized get like storyboards or whatever, and there was like 15 of them on in one day. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, they were everywhere this one day. It was crazy.
I'm not saying people on Imgur are bad. I'm just saying most of them aren't the actual people who have a job that involves them drawing.
Well, this guy won, didn't either.
No, but the guy who picked up his series did.
Yeah, Yusuke
That's what
Murata.
I
I
mean.
mean, like, yeah. It's funny that he's actually a Japanese mangaka.
That would be like you writing a play and then like a really professional actor is like, "This is amazing. I will act out it for you and give you all the credit."
Yeah. Wow, he gets paid from One Punch Man's royalties though.
Yeah, so I'd say he'll be able to quit his job soon,
Oh yeah, dude, he's probably making some good money on this.
which is good for him because it sounded like he didn't like his job that much.
What was his job, do you know?
No, I assume a Japanese businessman.
Probably. So he's the one who's created the other manga called Mob Psycho 100.
And you said it was new?
Yeah, so that's the other one.
So that's probably what he's doing now. He probably got to quit his job and be a manga artist like he wanted to.
So April 18, 2012 to ongoing. Let's see how it looks.
Probably not. Probably also not very good.
Maybe, but I think no, it looks a lot better. Yeah, I don't know if that's the original. Nope, still same style. I mean, yeah, it's not terrible, dude.
No, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know, it's after, like, I started on, the good drawing one, and then I switched over to that, and it's just so surprising. Like, it's definitely an endearing style. I have nothing wrong with it. It's just,
Well, I
you
mean,
don't
it's,
expect,
yeah.
you just don't expect something that, doesn't look as good as as you would expect to be that popular.
Well, this character here, I think his main character in Mob Psycho 100, he does the same thing, you know, where One Punch Man kind of goes like, okay, and he just stands there and doesn't do anything. In this one, I'm seeing the thing. He's like, the fuck's he saying? And then he's just like, okay, muscles. It's like, it's the same kind of exact style that he's implemented. But yeah, Yusuke Murata's style is like way better. Way
Yeah.
helpful, more helpful to
I
this.
wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder. So, yeah. Anyways, yeah, so
But
yeah.
this is our pop culture talk show now.
No, we're just talking about stuff, whatever. I don't know, we'll talk about whatever we want. Fuck it. Nobody's listening anyways.
Suppose it's the greatest argument,
That's
but
true, right? Until you guys prove to us that you're listening, we'll talk about whatever the fuck we want. So yeah, that was episode 32. Episode 33 is gonna be pretty good.
yeah, it looks
And
like it's just gonna be a pure fighting episode.
how many episodes do you think they're gonna do of Botamo versus Goku, like two?
Yeah, I'll say two. I think each fighter will get two up until probably the semifinals.
Oh man, no, I think Frost will get quite a few.
Up until the semifinals.
He's not semifinals.
Is Frost really fighting Goku after this?
I believe so. Let's double
Why does
check.
Goku get to keep fighting? So Vegeta
Because
can
it's
show up
Goku.
and be better?
Let's see. Frost. I like how I typed in Frost VS and wrote Frost Nixon.
What?
Yeah, it's Goku versus Frost next. So then the machine dude will have to be like third fight and then it'll be hit. Fucking who cares about the machine thing? Like, really? It looks
So are
so
you
stupid.
typing Golden Frost? Golden Frost?
Did you type it in? No, I didn't type in Golden Frost.
No, I'm saying, are we expecting that?
No. I don't think we're gonna get that. Why would he be? He wouldn't have the same abilities as Frieza did.
Well, do you think that Saiyan guy can go Super Saiyan God?
No, we already talked about this.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. No, I don't think he can do it. For some reason, I just feel like they don't have the same abilities. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, it's possible, but I mean, and
Yes.
also, I believe Monaka, he's actually, I believe one of two things is going to happen with Monaka. One, he's either going to be like an undercover agent for Universe 6 for some reason. I can't really back up my claim, I just have a feeling about it. And the other thing is, I believe that he's actually not strong on his own. I feel like he is either going to like birth something, because I think it's supposed to technically be like, is it a female or a male?
Monaka?
Yeah.
I think it's a guy. I'm not sure.
I know he's gonna pull some stupid thing out where he's
Oh.
not gonna fight. He's gonna either have some ridiculous transformation, or he's gonna just be like, hey, I just birthed out like mini Broly.
I hope he was. Turns out he was actually the last god of destruction, and then he just refuses to fight after. Just be like, no, I'm done, and he just leaves.
That's really like quite a possibility, to be honest. I mean, maybe it's that. Maybe he's I don't know, man. There's just all these. Maybe he's just in like he's like in a costume or something.
He gets food poisoning.
I mean, maybe it's Bertman in costume. You never know, right? So yeah, but we won't see anything about him for quite a while. So.
Well, considering he's fighting last.
Yeah, absolutely. I
So that
mean,
means everybody else has to lose.
even if you get to see him, that is though, dude. Like, I'm not even sure you're ever gonna get to see him fight.
Yeah,
Right?
somebody might like absorb him.
Don't know. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen, though, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, guys. So that was episode 32 review. We keep saying we're gonna do something fun, but that hasn't happened yet.
The fun is coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
Just don't know when.
Yeah. We gotta think of some good topics. We're gonna hang out tomorrow. We'll think of some topics. Maybe we'll just talk about Killer Instinct. Which
Love me some
characters
Killer Instinct.
would we like to see in Killer Instinct from Dragon Ball? All right, guys. Well, that was episode 32. Guys, hope you enjoyed. See you next week.
Podcast episode 11.
Episode 11, about review 32. Shut up. There we go. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Bye.